Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and entertainment show. Guitarists can become household names in music touring the world, but they wouldn't be able to do that without their technicians. Because although it takes years of experience to master an instrument, the ability to fix a guitar on the spot requires an entirely different sort of understanding.
You know, getting the wood back together, I don't think is going to be too big of a problem.
A man is holding a guitar broken into two pieces. As he stares hopelessly at the instrument, which fell victim to a small child, Luke Ofield sees something he might just be able to bring back to life. Because he doesn't see guitars the same way most of us do.
I guess it's, you know, like a band. Every piece has its function as far as the main purpose goes, but that the whole band wouldn't occur if one of those pieces were missing, you know. So
Ofield is a guitar technician at Guitar Finder in Columbia, a local music store and repair shop. The man with the broken guitar is from out of town, but says he was told that Ben from Guitar Finder can fix anything. He's talking about Ben Wade, the man who opened the store 20 years ago.
I've always tried to do, you know, as good a job as I possibly can on whatever comes in. So I think just over time, people know they can rely on me.
That's Wade. Ofield says Wade has been an incredible mentor in his 7 years at the store, but his fascination with the inner workings of guitars started much earlier.
I just started becoming as curious about how the guitar functions and how it does what it does as much as I was about learning how to play the thing. I basically just took it upon myself to start taking apart every guitar I could find, you know, and
the thought of dismantling and rebuilding a guitar is something that wouldn't cross most guitarists' minds, which might be one of the reasons Ofield stands out as a guitarist in the local music scene. He says understanding the mechanics of the instrument allows him to always find his perfect tone. And though that might sound like a mere technicality, he says an inability to achieve a desired sound can be a real hindrance to some musicians.
They might enjoy the guitar that they play on, but if it's just not getting the sound that they want, it can get frustrating. If you have a high level of frustration, you're not enjoying what you're doing, and so your creativity can't flow the same.
That's why he says anytime he feels that hindrance, he quickly makes the necessary adjustments for himself, his bandmates, and every instrument in the store. And though he says he can often be parental in the way that he micromanages guitars and equipment, Wade says it's that kind of passion and attention that makes Ofield a great technician.
As a business owner, you almost always say when you speak with other business owners, it sure would be nice if someone cared as much as you do. Well, I have that. Luke cares as much as I do about the whole business. Some days, maybe even more.
Ofield says that's how smaller local music stores like Guitar Finder are able to compete with franchise stores with a much bigger inventory.
Like if you walk into a mom and pop hardware store, you know, the old dude behind the counter knows what every part in that place does, you know.
That mom and pop shop mentality has helped Ofield develop a lasting relationship in the music community on and off the stage, and it's what gives Wade the reputation as the guy who can fix anything. As for the customer with the broken guitar, he donated it to the store after he and Ofield decided it made more sense to invest in a new guitar than to pay for repair costs. Ofield and Wade will work on the instrument in their spare time with hopes of restoring it and donating it to the local Boys and Girls Club.
We try to save as many guitars as we can. It's nice to see that they continue on with somebody else. That's kind of important to me. I think it's good to keep those instruments in play and being used because that's what they're for.
That's it for Off the Clock. For more of Luke and Ben's story, visit KBIA.org. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.